With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. Two juniors at Jonesboro High School have been recognized for their photography. Katie Nelson and Alyssa Blakeney were each entered into the Mid-South Scholastic Art Competition at the Brooks Museum in Memphis, where they won a gold key for their photos. That then qualified them for the National Scholastic Competition in New York, where they each received awards there. And now joining me in the studio to talk a little bit more about that are Katie and Alyssa. Welcome to KASU.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's start with you, Katie. Tell us a little bit about the process of entering your photographs into these competitions.
Well, we both took Mr. Leggett's photography class, and he recognized that we both had some outstanding photographs, and he wanted to enter them into the Scholastics Regional Competition. And the regional competition takes work from Northeast Arkansas and sort of Western Tennessee. And we both won gold keys there. And that, like you said, qualified us for nationals. And we were recognized with gold medals there.
And Alyssa, I understand that there are almost 200,000 entries entered into this competition, and you're one of the very few to be recognized in this way. That's an enormous honor.
Yes. There's, like you said, just several that are entered, and I think 1,600 actually got a gold medal, I think. So it's pretty neat that we got this award.
Now, beyond just getting the award, your work is going to be displayed in a very prominent location that most people associate with music, but it also has a gallery as well. Tell us about where your photographs are going to be on display.
They're going to be on display at Carnegie Hall in New York City.
And what will happen in New York City, Katie? Will you be recognized? Will you receive your award there?
Yes. There's a banquet at Carnegie Hall that night where everyone who has won an award will be recognized, as well as our teachers.
I want to ask each of you, beginning with Alyssa, what is it about photography that is appealing to you?
I like that I can just take a picture and then, like this picture that I took, I just thought, oh, it's just a picture. But then other people see it as something more than what I saw it as. And so I like to be able to see how the picture affects other people and because it didn't affect me the way it affected everyone else. So.
Well, this would be a good opportunity. I was going to ask you, obviously, since we're on the radio, describe your picture. Tell our listeners what is the composition, what's the subject of your photograph?
Okay, it's a Barbie doll, and I took a flashlight and held it below her face, and it was dark, so it illuminates and creates shadows of the Barbie itself.
What was your intent? What were you trying to communicate with this photo?
It was just a project that we had in class. We were supposed to take pictures of toys and with different lighting. And so I just was kind of experimenting with light, and I just created it. And then my art teacher was like, oh, we've got to send that in. So I'm pretty glad that we did send it in.
Well, Katie, tell us about why is photography appealing to you? And then I'm going to ask you to describe your photograph.
It's a very cathartic experience for me just to be able to capture a moment, and then it's not finished there. I can still take it and play with it, play with the colors and the lighting and the composition with editing. It's a very calming process for me.
Well, now describe your photograph.
My photograph is equally macabre. It's my little brother just finished sewing his very own werewolf costume. He's a thing for wolves and werewolves. And my project for photography with that photo, we had a scavenger hunt. And we had to take photographs that associated with certain words, like weird or happy, sad. And that was my weird photograph. And it's my little brother is in his full werewolf costume. And he's holding a rose out towards the camera. And it's in sepia tone, and I took it at about 11 o'clock at night. And the only lighting is from a street light on our street.
And what were you trying to communicate through this particular photo?
I was trying to fulfill the requirements for weird. but when I look at it, I get that sort of Beauty and the Beast feeling almost, that something in such a harrowing costume can be so sentimental and so sweet.
Where do each of you see yourselves going in the future? Is photography something that you would like to continue to pursue? Alyssa?
Yes. Next year I'm taking AP art, studio art, and they've already said that photography would probably be a good concentration to do for that. And then I plan on being a teacher, so either an art teacher or a math teacher, so it will be part of what I do.
Okay. And Katie?
I'll definitely have photography as my, I don't want to say hobby because that's not doing it justice, but something I continue with throughout my life. I too am taking AP Studio Art, and my concentration will be based on photography. But my home is more in literature and the language arts. So I'm thinking of maybe teaching English or going into publishing and editing, and hopefully maybe even writing.
Well, it's very impressive. It's a great accomplishment, and you're to be congratulated for that.
Thank you.
Katie Nielsen and Alyssa Blakeney and their award-winning photographs will be on display this summer at Carnegie Hall in New York City. You can see their photographs now if you go to kasu.org/news. With this Spotlight on the Arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.